Down the Dump Podcast. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Down to Dunk Podcast. It is March 5th, and I am sitting here with Andrew and Taylor. I'm Luke. Jay is sick.
Oh, he's so sick.
Couldn't make it today. Taylor?
He threw up on his neighbors.
It's true.
He went in his backyard because he was projectile vomiting so far. And it was just like knocking out pictures in his house and stuff.
They're on the patio.
And they're on the patio. He threw up over the fence on his neighbors.
Dang. Well,
crazy.
We wish Jay a speedy recovery from his projectile neighbor vomit. And guys, let's get down to business.
Let's do it.
Let's hop into some questions from our Twitter followers. Our first question is from @ChaseLily6. And he wants to know, what is the best Thunder-related reality show that we could imagine?
Mine is called What Just Hit My Head.
What just hit
Whoa.
And it's about Hashim Thabeet.
Okay.
And we just follow him around in his daily life. And then it's as a reality show / game show.
Mm.
And so people are watching somewhere and the screen will go black right before he hits his head on something, and you get to hear his reaction, like, oh, like him hitting his head, and then they have to guess what just hit his head.
Okay.
So, like, you just follow around his life, and then once, you know, it's pre-recorded,
right,
they black it out, and then whoever guesses what hit his head, like, will win, like, $10,000 or something.
$10,000?
Yeah, I mean, this is like
time?
That's cool.
Wow.
Like, so you hear, like, screen goes to black, like, oh, it's like door frame.
Yeah, door frame.
Okay.
This will be the most famous Hashim Thabeet's ever been.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Like, this is his break. This is his big NBA break as a show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Oh, man. Ceiling fan.
Yeah.
I'd yeah, watch that.
What just hit my head?
I'm surprised that it's not already a show.
Be a show.
Taylor, what about you?
Mine also has to do with Hashim Thabeet. And this is what I'm doing. All I'm doing is I'm putting him, Serge, and Steven Adams in an apartment together.
Oh.
A two-bedroom apartment. So two of them are sharing a room, and it's just what they do with their lives.
Do you have a name for it? Because I have a name for it.
Go.
Center of Attention.
Wow. That's really good.
That's the name
that was
of the
on
show.
The spot.
Great. Wow.
That was really, really good.
Thank you.
That's cool. That's a great show. That's a great idea.
But there's not, I mean, this is like true reality.
That's
show.
Good.
Just
because
like
it's
leave
so,
it open.
And it's so many different cultures clashing.
Oh, yeah. All of them. All
and
different cultures. All huge men in a small place.
And there'd have to be a whole lot of subtitles.
Yeah.
I mean, there'd have to be.
A lot.
It might be all subtitled.
Yeah.
The whole thing might be subtitled.
And Hashim Thabeet's, just like his Twitter, all capital letters.
Yeah.
His subtitles.
Oh, yeah.
That's
going to be
a great idea, and that's a great name.
Avec class. The center of attention.
Center of attention.
God, so good.
That's awesome.
That's so much better than mine. mine's now, we're going to bring it down a notch. I put them on a pre-existing reality TV show. And I just want to see Russell Westbrook on America's Next Top Model.
Oh.
Because
he would kill it.
He'd kill it. Man, bad answer compared to you guys. You guys really outdid me. Let's move on to our next question. It is from @Brian_Matthews. His question is, how do you feel about the Storm Chasers? When he goes to games, he gets so annoyed by them. I'll tell you how I feel because I have very strong opinions.
I do too. Go ahead.
I do too.
They are the worst. And they're so annoying. And there's even one specific one that I really dislike.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, I don't know how a person can have that much energy, but it's too much.
And he's always visible.
He's always visible. And he like makes himself so visible.
Yeah.
So who are the Storm Chasers? Can you?
Storm Chasers are like the people that run around and like they pass out the inflatable tubies that you wave, and they're like leading like chance, or they're just being annoying.
Here's my issue with the Storm Chasers. Shouldn't we know when to get excited? Does the Thunder organization think that we are dumb and we don't know when to cheer?
I don't know. I just don't know why. Okay, after they pass out the little Tubi fries, I don't know what their purpose is after that.
Can't they let the people that won't let you go down on the lowest level do that? Can't they just, like,
no.
hand a ba- All you have to do is hand a basket to someone of the Tubis.
Well, apparently they do think we're stupid. Here's the thing. I think. Like, that's just, when they have Storm Chaser doing that, it just keeps, like, a really great fan will lead your, like, Tubi chant or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, like, start stuff. But because Storm Chaser is there, they're not. So it's stifling our audience creativity.
It's true.
Our fan creativity.
I feel limited by them.
Yeah. And, like, they're just being annoying, and they want attention, I think. Like when they're doing, like, the girl that's like, hey, half off is this new Thunder hoodie, and you can get a calendar of Thunder Girls, and then one's just there, like, cheesing the whole time.
Yeah.
In the video, like, you're an idiot.
They're paid to be annoying.
They really are, but I can't be paid very much.
Oh no.
They just get to go to the games, I assume.
Oh, they get, like, they get paid.
$20 a game.
Really?
You think so?
Well, because I know Thunder Girls aren't paid that much.
No, they don't get paid that
so,
much.
That's true. And their job's so much harder. They have to, like, prepare a dance routine and, like, work out all the time.
And they have to move the whole game.
The whole time. And Storm Chasers have to move, but they're themselves moving. Like, they're choosing to
move.
Go
ahead, Andrew. Do you have something to say?
Baggy cargos.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's what they wear is almost just as annoying as how they act.
The baggy cargo pants are hilarious. Because they have to hold so many Tubi fries and because...
So many shirts.
They just order them and they're all one size fits all.
They look terrible. I hate how they look.
Yeah.
I hate what they look like. I feel like if you're a... what are they called? Storm Chaser, and you listen to this, I'm sorry. But I feel like you have to be a certain person to want to be a Storm Chaser.
That's definitely true.
Here's one thing I do like. The dunking Storm Chasers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like they're that. Not that up is... with the other Storm Chasers. They're like
they
the
are.
Elite class. Are they really?
Yeah, they do the same thing.
They don't
things.
Come up to Loud City.
I don't know.
They're
that
like
is
the...
cool, though. They can do... I
yeah,
mean,
they can.
That, they can
cool.
do
that
cool,
is cool
things.
But they don't need... We don't need them up in the crowd the whole time. Or like...
Yeah, I know when to cheer. I know when a basket goes in.
Yeah.
I know when there's a big defensive possession coming up. Like, I can stand up and cheer for that.
Yeah.
Hey, redhead girl who waits at the top of the escalator of Loud City every single game, I don't want to high-five you. Please, like, don't stand literally in front of the escalator. So you have to give her a high-five and, like, walk around her. It's terrible.
Do you
high-five
her?
Huh?
Do you high-five her?
No, I never do. I never. I look at her and I never high five her. It's just like Storm Chasers are an inconvenience. They're oppressors.
Yeah,
this is what I.
They're
feel.
Really holding.
This is what they're like in, like at OSU and around like Library Lawn. There are people that hand out flyers. It's that.
Yeah,
they're handing out flyers, like telling you about things you already know, and just hassling your life, and like you just have to be like, and like you have to throw it away. And so every time I walk by those people in Library Lawn, I'd be like, my hands are full. And obviously, I've had two free hands every time I did that.
Here's what they should do. Here are the things they should do. Number one, throw T-shirts.
Yeah.
People want T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, dunk. Number three, nothing else.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Those are the two times we see you the
Those
whole
are the
game.
Things. And you know what? They would probably, I mean, just let us be. Let us cheer.
Just let them hand out twice as many T-shirts, and it solves the problem. Or just hand out a ton of T-shirts.
When they like, why do they have to stand at the bottom of the stairs and just dance and just do like goofy dances?
Yeah, that's what
I know. What
like
I mean?
We have Thunder Girls that I would prefer to do that.
And no, and they're doing that like in while the game is playing. Like
you know,
no one's watching.
You know what it
no
is? One... Yeah, I think I figured it out.
Okay.
You know how like some dudes like to look at the Thunder ladies? You know, Thunder Girls. They're attractive women. Maybe the Storm Chasers are the. For female fans, that's what they're like looking at Storm Chasers. They're like, yeah, dance, guy.
Those are weird female fans that they're...
This
maybe,
can't be true.
I don't think. Maybe.
And they're a girl Storm... They're like just as many girl Storm Chasers.
It's true.
Well, we're going to stop hating on the Storm Chasers
anyways.
Now. We have some, that was,
I honestly
that was
feel relieved because I haven't just had to have a hate session on Storm Chasers with
Sorry, people. Storm Chasers.
There's a lot of pent-up... Aggression.
It's really not against you, particularly the Storm Chasers. It's against the ideas that are pressed upon you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty personal about it.
Well, there's one I'm pretty personal against.
Yeah.
But
it's not a personal attack for me. It's against the Thunder organization.
But Thunder, get it together with Storm Tracers. Okay. Thank you, @Brian_Matthews, for that question. Next, we have a question. I don't know who this is from.
This is from Taylor.
Taylor, this is your question.
I did not do that question.
Really?
This is from a ghostwriter.
Ghostwriter.
We have a ghostwriter on the podcast.
Oh, wow.
All right. This next question is, what would be the popular culture reference nickname for the Thunder?
So this is coming from a Grantland article from Steve McPherson. We had him on our podcast yesterday. If you haven't listened to that, please go listen to it. He's super smart and knows big words and says really cool things about basketball, so you should really go listen to it. With that said, he wrote this article about pop culture references for NBA team names, kind of playing off what the Raptors did, because they chose to be the Raptors, Jurassic Park, all that stuff. So the Thunder became a team in 2008. Here's a team name that I came up with. The Oklahoma City Dark Knights.
Dude, that was mine.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That was literally mine that I came up with. Wow.
That's good.
That's it.
That's really good.
It's because it's the best one.
Okay.
It really is.
I'll tell you this. Whenever Dark Knights on TV, I watch it.
Yeah.
Every
oh
time.
My gosh.
Like, if it's at a good Joker scene, I'm hooked. Hooked. I love it.
Can I tell you guys my Dark Knight thing? I went and saw Dark Knight with some friends. Loved it. Went back home. There, I was like, do you guys want to go again? They're like, no, we don't want to go again. We just saw it. Went back, literally dropped them off at their house. Went back, watched it again by myself.
That's cool.
Cried the second time. Cried the second time. Went the next day again by myself. What? So saw it three times in 2 days.
What part? Okay, second time when you cried, you just had to be so tired, I assume. Was it?
No, why, it was what? Like it was like 4 in the afternoon
okay,
the second time.
What part did you cry at?
The part...
You're going to get emotional.
It's always darkest before dawn?
No, not that one. It's like... which part
dies?
Was it? You know what's weird? This is kind of weird. When they're having that chase scene and they're in the tunnels... And they're just like throwing all those. I don't know. You know, yeah. Like him and his whatever.
Yeah.
They're doing that. I don't know why I teared up at that part, but I did. Like that's not a very sad part.
It's just so beautiful.
That's like easily not the saddest part.
Thank you for sharing something so personal with us.
I think I was actually that was the first time I was actually crying from like artistic beauty. Like,
whoa,
I think that's how strongly I felt about The Dark Knight when it came out.
Wow.
I think it got me in a very vulnerable, angsty like time in my
life. I think I'm crying from your moment that
God.
You had.
I had a really beautiful moment
that's awesome.
In the movie theater by myself.
That is awesome.
I was very serious about
Thank you, Taylor. Wow, that's good. The Dark Knight, the Oklahoma City Dark Knights, that's a good
name. That's
I
a
like
great
that.
Name.
Can you imagine Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook as Dark Knights?
Really cool.
Like, that's cool.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. God, that's good. But nothing's going to beat that, I'm afraid. Mine was just like a nickname. See, it can't be their team name because it's like way too focused.
Well, let's hear
it. It's like, you know how like hurricanes come in? It's like Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane whatever, like Tropical Storm whatever. I thought a cool name, like Hurricane Kevin. Like when it's like getting ready, like Hurricane's Kevin, it's about to hit New York. He's coming, he's gonna wreck him.
So this is just a temporary name. Basically.
I know, that's why mine doesn't really work. But that's the best.
But I still like it.
Yeah.
That could be like a nickname for the team.
Exactly. That's what I thought it was we were kind of doing. But
yeah.
But Andrew just came with the heat. Sorry. Like that was good.
Honorable mentions. The Oklahoma City Strikers. There was a Hollywood writers' strike in this year that was a big deal. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
But that's a stupid... That has nothing to do with Oklahoma. And the Oklahoma No-Bamas, just because we're a very strong Republican state.
Yeah.
And a lot of people here did not want Obama to win the election.
That would be hilarious, because if they won the NBA, the team that wins goes to meet Obama, meet the president, you know?
The No-Bamas meet Obama?
The No-Bamas meet Obama.
It's a great headline.
Yeah.
Well,
that'd be great.
Well, I'm glad we weren't the No-Bamas.
Yeah.
No.
That would have been a bad choice.
I like Thunder better than No Bombas.
It's a much better name.
2008, it doesn't feel like to me like that was that long ago.
6 years ago.
6 years ago. That's unbelievable.
That feels not real.
Yeah. Whatever. All right. It's because I'm getting old. Well, here's the next question. It's this. The worst part of the Thunder broadcast is the Fox News commercials?
Go ahead with whatever this means.
This is like a true false. The worst part of the Fox News commercial.
There's a question mark there though.
Which ones are? Give me an example of one of the Fox News commercials because
I don't know because they're not my least favorite.
We are Fox Sports. We are Oklahoma.
Is that what he's talking about?
Okay. I don't know.
Those are
the Fox News commercials.
Here's my least favorite commercial that comes on during Thunder Games.
Okay.
The stupid KFC pot pie commercials make me want to murder people.
You hate that commercial. I've heard you talk about
bad.
It before.
It's terrible.
It's like the guy and it's just like a single camera and like him.
Yeah, and he's like staring into it saying pot pie. Like I get so mad.
I really dislike this.
I have to be caged during
this
those commercials.
This isn't specific to those like Thunder broadcasts, but the Wendy's commercials are pretty bad.
Oh, the
with the girl who's like, what? Like dropping all like the hashtag stuff.
You want a ciabatta?
Yeah, she's like, it's not
and
good.
Then she's Wendy or something.
Yeah, and I don't like it. They're weird, and I don't like it.
No,
those burgers look good though. Those ciabattas. Is that what it's called?
Their burgers look fantastic.
It looks good. They should just show that. Show how much it costs. Like, we don't need to see this girl pretending to be Wendy because I know she's not.
Taylor, will you tell us about your experience with the Shaq body lotion commercial?
It was a gold. It was one of the Gold Bond lotion commercials. And I wish I could remember which one it was. I really can't remember exactly what he said. But I remember watching it. And then he says something and then he's like, no. I don't know. He does something, and it's surprising, and it caught me off guard. It caught me off guard, and I was watching it not, like, stone-faced, and then he did something very suddenly in the commercial, and I was just shocked and surprised, and I laughed out loud by myself
That's good.
At it, at, like, 3 in the afternoon.
The best part about those Gold Bond commercials is when they used to, like, pretend. They kind of, like, stopped, because I think Charles Barkley made fun of Shaq, is that they used to pretend that the obvious male model that's putting on, like, Gold Bond lotion was Shaq.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Shaq started to pretend to take off shirt, and then it's the back of, like, this just chiseled back. And it's, like, it's supposed to be Shaq. There's no way.
And, like, a 200-pound chiseled back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
not a 450-pound Shaq.
Did you guys see Shaq on Jimmy Fallon? This was last week.
Mm-mm.
Him, Jimmy Fallon, and Shaq changed jackets. Hilarious.
That's awesome.
Shaq started, like, a men's.
I've heard about this. I've heard people mention it, but I haven't seen it.
My least favorite commercials in the Thunder thing are... just all the, like, energy company commercials because it's constant. And they never the same commercial for the whole season.
You don't like Sand Art.
Well, it's cool the first time, but I've seen it now 500 times, you know?
And they'll do different Sand Art commercials, but it's the same. It's, like, the same. It's the same commercial.
Yeah.
That one, Mid-First Bank, has a really annoying commercial because it's that guitar song, you know, that acoustic guitar. No, this.
That's Full House. Sorry.
I would appreciate it more if it was a Full House.
Cool.
But anyway, you'll listen to it. You'll be like, oh, that's the song.
Is it really annoying?
The one where it's like the towns? Where it's like the towns? So
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is more Oklahoma.
More. What about the lady making a cake? You know, where she's...
Mid-First?
She's icing it. Is that a Mid-First?
Maybe.
Why is that Mid-First? Like, what are the... cake... making?
I don't know.
Who knows, man?
Mid-First Bakery? I don't get it. What's the next question?
Okay, the next question is this.
Bankery.
the banking bakery.
Who will finish with a third seed in the West, the Rockets or the Clippers?
Is this our first actual...
This is our first, like, basketball question.
Basketball question.
Yeah. Oh. I think it's the Clippers.
I'm a believer in the Rockets right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why?
I've been watching them. They have really, like, their chemistry is at another level right now. Dwight Howard is the best Dwight Howard since Orlando. I'm not even kidding. You need to watch this.
Don't do this.
You need to watch it. You need to watch him. He's offensively, he's caught up with that defense, and he is just, they know how to use him now. They're giving him the ball in the post, and he's just blowing by guys like he used to and dunking, and he just looks fantastic. And
so Houston is up on the Clippers right now.
By like one game, right?
In the loss column. So
it's very close.
Yeah, it's very close. It's a lot closer than I imagined it in my head. I still think it's... I like the Clippers' depth a lot better.
Yeah.
I trust the Clippers' bench. Big Baby, I think, will actually make a pretty big difference because you don't have to play Ryan Hollins anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a really good positional defender. He's not like a shot blocker or anything like that. He's not going to... Nothing will show up on the stats, but... Big Baby's a really good positional defender. He's played for Doc Rivers before. And, you know, they have Danny Granger on their team. I don't know if he's done anything yet, but I like their squad. I like Blake Griffin's progression as a player. He's become a superstar player. He can handle the ball really well, which really is the difference between like a role player and a superstar. Like if Serge Ibaka could handle the ball, he could be a superstar, I think. Mm-hmm. But he can't at all.
Right.
And that's kind of the main difference between guys who are superstars and guys who are role players, I think. And Blake's reached that point, and I've seen a lot of good things from Blake lately. I don't know. I like this Clippers team better. But it's very close, and it really just depends on scheduling from here on out. But I believe more in this Clippers team than I do in Houston.
I just want to give a little love to Blake Griffin right now because this year has been amazing for him. All the things I used to think about Blake, all the things that used to get said about him too, you know, like he just only relies on his athleticism. He doesn't really have any, you know, fundamental moves. He's not a great defender.
He only dunks.
Yeah, it seems like this year it's very apparent that that is not the case.
Yeah.
He's a terrific passer. He is a good ball handler. He is trying on, like he is doing some
defensive things now. He has post moves too.
Yeah, he does.
Like people stop saying that he doesn't have post moves because he does.
His jump shot looks really good too.
He's an improved free throw shooter. He's like 70, upper 70s and free throw. Like he's... A really good player.
He really is. And this Clippers team is where it is this year because of Blake Griffin over Chris Paul. Chris Paul was out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They are at the third seed. Like, if they get the third seed this year, it'll be because of Blake Griffin. He's had a larger impact on this team than Chris Paul has.
Yeah.
And so I just shout out to BG, man. Oklahomans for life.
They beat Phoenix last night, and they didn't have Jamal Crawford, who's out with a calf strain.
But look at Matt Barnes.
And J.J. Redick. I did. It's ridiculous.
It's stupid.
He had 28 points last night.
Yeah.
That's Aberration City.
Aberration City. That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to it.
Yeah.
But I like the Clippers more. I think that if any team has a chance to knock off the Thunder in the playoffs, I think it's the Clippers. But I've also heard weird things about J.J. Redick not coming back.
Yeah, people are legitimately concerned that J.J. Redick won't be able to come back. And so then if J.J. Redick doesn't come back, you need Danny Granger to do something in the playoffs.
And I don't know that he can.
I don't know that he can either. He played last night.
Played 4 minutes last night.
For 1. He was not looking good on Indiana, and he was back for a while for Indiana.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that this is... the year for
you know
him.
What really hurts his team is that Jared Dudley is not good.
It makes no sense to me why Jared Dudley is not good on this team.
It's because he's not in Phoenix anymore. Phoenix makes everyone good.
Yeah. Like, there you is can't some tell magic me that that's in
not,
Phoenix.
You can't tell me that's not true because PJ Tucker scored 18 points last night. He had a double-double.
Gerald Green is having the best season of his career.
Yeah.
Guys, this rolls into our next question.
Oh, please.
Are the Suns the real deal?
Dude, the Suns are the real deal.
They're the real deal.
I don't get why.
No one can tell you why.
You can't tell me.
No one could tell
Gerald
you why.
Gerald Green is good. This was Gerald Green's line last night. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals.
That's not a weird lineup for him either. Or that's not a weird stat line for him.
Yeah,
either.
It is.
This year it's not, it's though, not, is what I'm
well,
saying.
Well, yeah, but it is. It's guys, not, but it is.
I heard that like, their staff that like takes care of the players, like they have
yeah.
the best
oh,
in the
yeah.
country.
Best and so, training like, staff. Yeah.
Training
for sure.
staff, and maybe it's just that their players are taken care of so well that it's like making them perform at the top.
What
of
do they do? Do you think they use HGH or something?
Like what? Like what do they do? There is no HGH testing. That could be it. What if they've been doing it without the players knowing?
I don't know. But honestly, what are they doing that's so different than everyone else?
Like, look what happened to Steve Nash when he left.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Down immediately.
Well,
down.
Look at Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah,
Amari
immediately just his
immediately. It's crazy. It's really weird how much better Leandro it is there than everyone else.
I don't
else.
Know. This is, it's weird. There's something weird. And why hasn't Mikhail Prokhorov paid them to come to Brooklyn?
Who knows, man? Why are they... Are they the top paid medical staff? We need to look this up.
I don't know. Can you even find that online? I don't know.
Probably not.
It's pretty nice there. People like to vacation there.
In Phoenix?
Yeah.
I've never been to Phoenix. I would like to go there.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. You don't sweat.
Oh, so it's not even that bad to go to Phoenix in the summer.
It's a dry heat. It's hot.
But dry heat's better than moist heat.
No, I don't know. It's
humid. You don't want moist heat.
No.
No, you do not.
But it's a lot easier to die because you don't know when you're sweating. And you can get dehydrated and just die instantly. That's what I heard.
That's scary in Phoenix. I'm not going to Phoenix.
You don't get armpit stains because like it evaporates so quick, which is great for me.
That's how dry it is?
Yeah.
The air is
You still can, but it's just not as much.
That's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Yep.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat.
Anyways, the Phoenix
Suns are for real. They've got really good role players on their team, and Goran Dragic has really stepped up and become a superstar player. You know what I didn't mention yesterday? I was talking with Steve McPherson about all these cool things about Goran Dragic and all these nicknames and things that have come out. My fantasy basketball team name is after Goran Dragic. It's Dragic Ball Z.
Dragic Ball Z.
I didn't get a chance to mention that. I really wanted to tell him that.
Yeah, you should have. That's great. Because that's my favorite team name from this fantasy. This year I'm not as into fantasy as the year I won.
Then give me your players so I can put Andrew in last place.
That's what Andrew did. Was it last year?
Last year.
At the end of the season, he traded all his good players to the person who eventually won. Just so they'd win.
Yes, I did.
And I don't know how it didn't get vetoed.
I don't know either. I sent him like a really lopsided trade. Everyone approved it, then he won the league.
I think everyone saw it was like, oh my gosh, like that's gonna get vetoed, but no one actually did it.
Yeah, maybe that's.
But okay, next, our MVP talk. Let's talk about it.
So here's the way I see it, as of today. I don't know that either player has a real leg up.
We're talking
MVP
about
race.
LeBron
and Kevin Durant. Yeah, I think it's pretty neck and neck. I think that LeBron has had a really good stretch here, but Kevin has too. And one thing that people are talking about is the 61-point game from LeBron. He played most of the fourth quarter in that game that he really didn't need to. I think the scores were the same going into the fourth quarter for the Thunder last night, and then for the Heat against the Bobcats. And one of the biggest differences is that LeBron played most of the fourth quarter and Kevin didn't play any of the fourth quarter. I think obviously he could have had 60. He had 42 last night in three quarters. He could have had, if he was gunning for it, he probably could have had 70 if he was really gunning for it. But I think that the race is going to be tight and it's going to really come down to some signature games down the stretch. And I don't know who's going to win. I think today, if they're handing out the trophy today, I think they would give it to Kevin Durant because I think he's had a better overall season.
Here's the thing that I think factors into it that I don't hear or I haven't heard anyone talk about. It's just voter fatigue. It's just having LeBron win it for so many years in a row is that people get tired of voting for him a little bit.
I just hope that's not the storyline, though, because I think the real storyline is that before this season, it was always LeBron and everyone else. We knew that Kevin was the second best player, but he was also grouped in with everybody else.
Yeah.
I feel like now it's LeBron and Kevin and then everybody else. Like I think Kevin Durant has been that good this season that it's not idiotic to say that Kevin Durant's the best player in the world.
Yeah.
Like there's an argument there because Kevin's improved his passing, his defense, his ball handling, all three things that were kind of criticisms of him. And now they're at an elite level. And I don't think picking one over the other is dumb or wrong at all. Yeah. So it's a different narrative this year, and hopefully that's not what people say.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch Olbermann on ESPN? It's late.
No.
It's like on weekdays at 11.
You said that he had destroyed the LeBron hype for MVP.
He
Tell us about
that. He was like, it wasn't for MVP. It was more for his 61-point performance. So he was like the first 7 minutes of his show, he was just ranting about everyone, the love fest for LeBron after that 61-point game and all this stuff. And he was just kind of talking about, just destroyed it. He just destroyed ESPN, his own network, covering it all day. Because if you watched SportsCenter yesterday, it was weird. Like, it was almost creepy how much they were just talking about that one game. And writers were saying, like, if you saw this game, you just saw the best game in the history of basketball by one player. Like people were saying these things about that game. And it was too far, and so Olbermann was like, come on, give me a break, and just destroyed that. And I really liked it. And I just thought, like, if everyone would watch this, I think that they would kind of like back off of LeBron a little bit and go for KD.
What was his like main point?
His main point was a 61-point game is not that great. It's cool. Like, it's great that you got a 60-point game, you know, but like there are guys that have had 60-point games before that are not all-time greats. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have guys like Wilt Chamberlain who had over 60 29 times.
Yeah.
And then you have Kobe, who's done it in the past decade 4 times.
Yeah. Still like in the 30s, though, right? Of guys who have had 60-point games.
Yeah. But his point was, like, it's cool. Like, that's great. A 60-point game is, like, a big deal, but not this big of a deal. Not greatest. Not reason to say he's the greatest player of all time.
It's maybe not even the greatest game that he's played, though.
No. He's had some massive triple doubles in playoffs, like the Eastern Conference.
That's what I, because it's not. I mean, it's against the Bobcats on
a back to back
in March.
Yeah,
like it's not that big. I don't know. It's not that big a deal because of that. I do think that it is a big deal to score 60. I think that's really cool. I mean, I mean, he had, what was he, eight for eight from three? Like, that's
8 for 10 from three, 22 of 33 from the field.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, that's insanely impressive. But he also was playing in the fourth quarter of a blowout, which is kind of needless, and may have contributed to their loss against Houston.
Yeah, I think so. He was not good last night,
and against the Bobcats.
Bobcats are a good defensive team. They're a top 10 defensive team.
Really?
Yeah, they're like the 7th best defensive team.
They're 7th best.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
You know what I think's funny? And Jerry Seinfeld said this about Keith Olbermann.
Mm.
It's like, I think it was Jerry Seinfeld. It was for sure on his little like web series, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. He said he thinks it's hilarious that Keith Olbermann is back to doing sports, because when he was on MSNBC, he was basically calling for President Bush to resign and like just going at him so hard, just like, you know, against the most powerful man in the world, and now he's just back to talking about sports. Like,
yeah.
You're supposed to take him seriously now that he's like, oh, LeBron, let's talk about LeBron, when he was like such a serious, like,
I don't think I would like Keith Olbermann in real life. Like, if I knew him personally, I don't think I would like him.
The stories I've read about him, I would agree with that. But yeah. I love
his show. I love him on TV.
Yeah, I like him on TV a lot.
Yeah.
He's funny.
KD thing, I think if the Thunder get the overall record...
Yeah,
for like the best record in the NBA, KD's got.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that I think will change it. I mean, I think I want KD to get it. I think he will. But if we don't go very far in the playoffs, then it will be voter fatigue. That's what people will
but
go
it's
back.
But
they vote before the playoffs.
I know, but if we don't go far in the playoffs, they'll retroactively say the only reason they got it is because of voter fatigue. Like it'll change because we didn't go far in the playoffs. Where if we go far in the playoffs, like, you know, into the finals, then they'll say, you know, he deserved it.
You mean the storyline when the MVP comes?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it'll just change, like, it'll just change if we don't go very far, you know? And that's just what will happen. So it's a dependent on...
Well, they're winning the title, so they ain't going to say it.
That would be amazing, by the way.
What?
Like, as a Thunder fan, there's nothing I want more than this year for KD to get the MVP, a year that Russ is out 30 games.
And that's the storyline.
That is
because Russell Westbrook was out.
Yeah.
And they still
and then
won
wins a championship.
Games. Yeah, it's going to happen. You're going to be really happy.
And I might not be in the States to watch it. Move on.
All right.
Don't make me sad about it.
All right. Taylor, I want to cheer you up. Do you got a game for us?
Oh, I got a game.
God, this is going to continue the Luke and Andrew grudge match.
It's
that
true. And I think that you'll like this, too. It's in the same vein as last week. This game is called Politician or Player.
Oh.
I'm going to give you a name, and you tell me if they're a politician or an old NBA player. Okay. I'm talking old NBA player.
Okay.
And these politicians are not, they don't, I can't guarantee that they're politicians right now.
Okay, that's fine.
They could be dead. Okay. So you ready?
So ready. Never been more ready.
Okay. Bingo Smith.
Player.
He was a player for the Cavs in 1974. 1-1.
Dude, I remember Bingo.
Maurice Wiener.
I'm going to go politician.
Okay.
Player.
Politician. Deputy Mayor of L.A. I don't know
when. Deputy Mayor of L.A.?
Yeah. No. We're reaching deep. I can't tell you how I found these names, because I couldn't if I tried again. Mike Crapo.
That's going to be a politician.
Politician.
Idaho Senator. Politician.
Mike Crapo.
Jim Caldwell.
I'm going to go NBA player.
Player.
Player, Knicks, 1967. Played with Phil Jackson. Ozell Jones.
Player.
I'm going to go politician.
He's a player. Clippers, 1985.
Neck and neck.
Keith Ellison.
Player.
Politician.
Politician.
Yes!
Minnesota Congressman. Judson Allen.
Politician.
Let's see the politician, too.
New York Congressman Judson Allen. What is the score? 6-5?
6-5.
Okay. Larry Krzyzkowiak.
Player.
I'm not going to beat Andrew if I do.
You have to. Player?
Yeah.
He was a player. Bulls 1995.
Yes.
And that's it. So who won?
Yes. Yes.
6-7.
Who
Andrew
won last week? Did you win last week?
No, I don't think so.
Jay won last week by 1.
He probably cheated, too, so that doesn't even count.
He did cheat because he knew one of the teachers.
Oh, yeah.
Man, guys, Jay gets mad when we crap on him and he's not here to defend himself.
It's true.
Let's do
it. But he did cheat.
Guys.
For sure, I can show you how he cheated.
My name. Okay, you know how Jay's projectile vomiting right now?
Yeah.
Outside, when I came here, one of my neighbors threw away their full, like, queen-size mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
They pooped the bed sheets.
Oh, they did?
Well, I bet. Why do you throw away a mattress?
I don't know.
You poop the bed sheets.
Is that why?
Well, like, it has to be, like, dirty poop.
I know.
You know?
So, Jay, I hope your mattress survives.
Dude, you saw the mattress.
Projectile vomiting all on it. All right. Next, we have a new little, it's like in the vein of the Say What Stat or the Pour One Out, but it's new. It's going to be a new weekly thing. It's called Miffed and Peeved.
Miffed and Peeved.
Miffed and Peeved. This is something where we talk about something that's got us miffed off.
It's got us all peeved.
Yeah. God, it's got us completely peeved. And we're just not happy about it. And it's our chance to talk about it. And kind of, you know, like the storm chasers, get it off our chest.
We got to vent.
Yeah. We got to get it because we hold it in. It's not good. It's not good for the heart.
I got to get this out. I'm so miffed and so incredibly peeved about the people on Twitter that have to post things about Kobe Bryant every time anyone scores over 50 points. Oh. You get me all peeved off because you're like, oh, call me when you score 81.
Yeah. Like, I co-sign your miffedness.
I'm so peeved about that. Like, mm-hmm. Why do they do that? Like, just stop. Like, enjoy. Enjoy somebody actually scoring a lot of points. Like, that's also cool that LeBron scored 61. Why do we have to compare it to everybody?
And there's some people that just can't make them happy, you know?
Yeah, just can't.
Can't make them happy.
Does any other player have fans like that, that are just, like, so blindingly, like, in love with them and just say something, just back them up all the time?
I think LeBron fans are like that, though. Don't you really think?
I don't feel like LeBron has specific fans like that. Or, like, I feel like they're Laker fans.
Are these Lakers fans, though?
Yeah.
No, there's a difference. There's a difference between Lakers fans and Kobe fans. There are people who like the Lakers because Kobe's there, you know, and hate this Lakers team.
They make me...
It's okay.
I'm with you.
You're miffed off. You're peeved, man.
Hey, it's okay, man. Let it out.
I haven't seen you this peeved in a long time.
I'm peeved off.
Okay. Taylor, what's got you miffed and or peeved?
Luke, what's got you miffed or peeved?
Dude, it's an old. Oh, are you asking me? Like, it's
yes.
my turn.
Yes,
so you're saving
because I don't.
Yours. You don't have
yeah.
one maybe yet. You're
I'm
thinking about it.
I'm saving it.
Okay, man. You know what's got me miffed? And it's kind of like the thing about people saying like Kobe thing. People that get really unjustifiably mad at Kanye West. I don't get it. Like they get people are miffed and peeved at him. Perhaps
my dad,
but I'm miffed
my dad
at that.
Is one of
my
those.
Dad.
The only thing I think the reason he was on Seth Meyers first week gave a good interview, gave a great musical performance, but people like just can't. I don't think people.
Did
can
people talk about him? Talk crap on him?
Well, they just always are. I feel like there was like that interview he gave to the BBC where he was talking about like, and it was a big news and like. People don't like him just because I think that he talks about himself in the way that we'll eventually talk about him. Like, he will call himself a genius. And I don't think people like that. But I think it's interesting. And the other thing on Seth Meyers I was noticing, Kanye West talks almost completely in metaphor. And it's so interesting. I love hearing anytime he gives interviews because I think he's so smart and just a good artist. And people...
I think he's insane. I think Kanye West is actually insane now. Like, I think he's a megalomaniac.
Oh, I don't. I think he's very smart. He's very smart. He's
I think he's smart, but it's you know what they say. There's a fine line between brilliance and insanity.
Maybe that. Maybe he's
is
walking.
Is that what they say? Is that a thing?
They say something close to that, but he's walking that.
Genius and...
He straddles it.
I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, he's kind of crazy. Did you see his interview with Sway?
Uh-huh.
You need to watch that because I think you'll understand a little bit more.
Is Sway still
like,
a thing?
Why are you treating Sway like this? He has a radio show on XM.
Okay.
He's still like, in the hip hop world, Sway is like.
Okay, hold on. Is Sway the man with the beehive on
yes,
MTV?
Yeah, he's been on MTV for years. Yeah, and years. Yeah. He has a radio show. Okay. Go watch his interview with
him. One time I was at MTV Studios, my friend works for VH1, it's in the same building, saw Sway walk by. I didn't get to say hi, but.
I heard he's not that tall, is he?
He's very short,
yeah,
but his beehive
small.
Helmet hair. Makes him a lot taller, but he's probably
that's
like
his thing. That's his hardened beard.
He's probably like 5'5", 5'6", pretty short.
Yeah, pretty short guy.
That's
also,
short.
The vice president of Nick Jr., Nick yeah. Cannon.
Really?
Yeah, he's an executive.
And
is it because his name is Nick?
I don't know. Probably. He does it all.
And first lady vice president is Mariah Carey.
That's true.
So
it's funny, Nick. Nick Cannon does so many things, but I don't feel like he does any of them well.
No, he does nothing well.
Like,
he was really bad at the All-Star game, I felt.
He's
like.
Not yeah. that good at the All-Star game. Nick Jr., I don't know if he's that good at that. And and wild.
There's
wild,
no way to tell.
And wilding out, I don't like it.
It's not funny.
It's unlikable.
It's weird. It's but I because they try to bring it back, but it had like the highest ratings of MTV2 had ever had, which I can't believe that.
Are you a little peeved off about that?
That peeved off.
Okay.
That, not this week.
Okay.
Apparently, I don't know. Are you peeved at anything?
Yeah. This is what I'm miffed and peeved about. People who don't know how to use four-way stop sign intersections really miff and peeve me. Like, I don't have a big road rage thing. If anything, I cause road rage. I'm a terrible driver. But that I understand the concept of stop signs, and I feel like most everyone else doesn't, and so it really makes me mad.
I'll get you miffed. I was driving, and I had a green light, so I'm going through it like
right.
full speed ahead,
right.
green light. Someone going the other way ignores their red light, barrels through the intersection.
Wow.
Literally almost hit me. Like, we both had to slam on our brakes and almost hit each other.
You said, I am miffed.
I laid on the horn for a solid half minute.
Oh,
dude,
my gosh.
Let me tell you something about my car. So I got in a car wreck like 6 months ago.
In the Volvo, they're very safe.
In the Volvo, I had never been safer
yeah.
in that car wreck.
Even not in a car. Just in life, you have never been safer.
Correct.
Okay. Continue.
So I take it to this shop that is, like, they don't do things correctly, but it was really cheap. I no longer have a car horn.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, no.
What do you think they use that for?
I don't know. It doesn't work anymore. I just press the car horn, nothing happens.
Now, this is from the guy who in high school had the Auga horn.
Yes, I used to have...
I know how important car horns are.
I used to have multiple car horns, so I need to get another car horn But currently I have no car horn, and I don't know what to do whenever I need to honk at somebody.
You have to keep the window halfway down and yell.
I do stick my hand out the window and wave it. But they don't know why. I don't think they know why, though.
Man.
Honey, do we know him? Who's this guy waving?
God.
Anyway, that's all.
Anyway. All right.
So that was our first installment of Miffed and Peeved.
I liked it.
That was a good
inaugural. It's a pretty negative show, but I feel like it's good for us.
I think people are going to respond positively to our negativeness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next, we got our Say What Stat of the Week.
Say what?
Stat of the Week.
Taylor, what's yours?
Mine is Andre Drummond. He got 26 rebounds the other day.
Oh.
And is the third youngest player to ever record at least 25 rebounds in a game.
Say what?
Who, great, man.
Who are the others? Who are the...
I don't know.
Shaq and...
I wasn't that into it.
Hakeem?
Sure. Yeah, Shaq and Hakeem are for sure the other ones.
Okay.
No, probably, I would guess, Bill Russell's one of them.
Did he do it that young, though?
I don't know.
He was in college for at least 6 years.
I have no idea who the other ones are. I have no idea who the other ones are. So please let me know.
Okay. Mine is Russell Westbrook last night had a triple-double in 21 minutes.
Dang.
I said what?
That'd be really hard to do.
There's only been one person to do it faster. His name was Jim Tucker, and he did it in 1955 in 17 minutes.
Okay,
in his driveway. Jim Tucker was a guy who worked for General Motors, and one day he was playing pickup ball with his kids and had a triple-double in 17 minutes.
Hey.
That's the only explanation as to who Jim Tucker is.
Yeah.
So what were the three stats? Assists? Points.
Bounds.
Rebounds. Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Because, you know, one time a player of mine on fantasy had a quadruple-double, but one was turnovers.
Oh, yeah.
Not wow.
Bad. Still.
That's a bad quadruple-double for you, especially in fantasy.
I wasn't that happy about it, but I was so happy about it because it was a triple-double, but also had 10.
I'll take turnovers. It.
My say what side of the weed, it has nothing to do with basketball. It's mine. Never do. Survivor's back, and this season it's Bronze versus Beauty versus Brains, three separate tribes of six people each.
There's a former NBA player.
There is, yeah, Cliff Robinson.
Yeah,
he's on Bronze, and people love Cliff. People love him.
He's cool.
He seems like
he's a great really guy. Cool.
And they blur out, pardon me, they blur out so many penises on Survivor. Like they can't show any bulge. It's all everyone's crotches are all blurry, which is weird. But
wait, why is that weird that they blur them out? Isn't this on like 7?
What? Yeah, but I don't know. It can't be that bad. It can't be that bulgy.
It must be. I don't know.
Oh, they're blurring. Oh, it's not like skin.
No. It's underwear. Like they're wearing underwear.
Oh, so you can see the shape is the issue.
Well, no, you can't because it's blurred out.
No, but that's why they're blurring.
He's saying that you could if
yeah
it,
yeah and I don't know didn't blur apparently it. I don't know it's very strange. But the first two people voted out were from the brain tribe. Because this is why. They're terrible at physical challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, they have no social game. So these really smart guys are just like nerds. And they're getting voted out. And all of them have been they have some word for it that I can't remember right now. It's like backstab or whatever. Like they don't see it coming. But they never see it coming because they're nerds.
That's why I don't believe that those two nerds in Catching Fire won their Hunger Games that one year. The two really smart ones.
I've never seen it. Spoiler alert.
Well, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Anyway, but yeah, nerds can't win things like that, man. Like competitions like that. Physical competitions.
Miffed at nerds.
I was bullied by nerds all through high school. So I was like, hey, man, I was picked on.
Did you have like big, beefy nerds picking on you?
No,
like physically picking on you?
No. Exactly what you think of. But they were just mean, man. They were very mean to me for some reason.
Wow, because you know why nerds hurt when they pick on you? Because they're smart.
They're smart, you know, and they really get you where it hurts.
Cuts to the core.
I cannot stand big, beefy nerds.
Hey, if you're a big, beefy nerd, you need to be spending your time trying out for the Storm Chasers because that's where you belong.
So Storm Chasers are going to like let us know. Like, we're going to have beef with the Storm Chasers, which would be great.
We're going to have beefy nerd beef with the Storm Chasers.
Well, okay, next we're going to have the Pour One Out Stat of the Week. When I never realized that
this
the
is
acronym,
one out stat of the week.
The acronym for Pour One Out is poo.
It's true.
It is.
So let's poo, guys.
I have a friend named Philip Owen. I think it's Owen Oliver. So they call him poo.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pour one out. Who are we pouring one out for this week, fellas?
Mine is for Bobcats defense and MKG specifically.
Oh.
ESPN and a lot of dumb fans saying that they're a terrible defense and pointing out that Melo and LeBron had 60-point games specifically with MKG guarding them. Like, on ESPN, they talked about, and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist was the primary defender, and I just feel bad for the Bobcats, their defense, and MKG because their defense has been really good this year. And the Bobcats...
Sixth in the league.
Are they sixth right now?
Yeah.
They've been really good, and it's just chance that those two players went off like that. Like maybe it's the way that their defensive schemes are that an individual player can have a big game, but the rest of the team can't do much. You know, I don't know how that works, but their defense is really good, and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist is a really good one-on-one defender, and so that's just. I mean, Melo and LeBron are two of the three guys who could do that, and it just happened to be on that night. So I'm pouring one out for them.
Dang.
I'm pouring one out for big, beefy nerds.
Mm-hmm. They need it.
And also Tavo Cefalosha.
Mm. What happened?
He's out for 4 to 6 weeks.
That's 46 weeks.
46 weeks.
That's almost a full year.
It's almost a full year.
Yep.
46 weeks.
Wow. I didn't know that. That sucks. Like, him and Perkins being out for that long, like, that's right up to playoffs.
But this is also what Thunder fans have been asking for a long time.
It gives a chance for, like, people to get a lot of play minutes, which I think they need.
And Perry Jones looked really good last night.
He did look good.
At starting as a shooting guard.
He's almost 7 foot, and he can play the two.
It's pretty awesome.
It is awesome. He's a pretty good shooter, I think, too. He's not a bad shooter, anyway.
It's the tallest lineup in the NBA. It's the tallest starting lineup.
It's got to be. You know that for a fact. It's got to be.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's cool.
He's been really good. But what you're talking about is, like, Thunder fans, they want people talk crap on Tabo Cefalosha's offense and Perk's offense.
Yeah.
So now there's a chance. Let's see what it's like without either of them then. Let's see what we do. What if they are
better than they ever have been?
That'd be awesome.
That I'd feel bad for playoff times because Brooks will definitely play Tabo and Perk.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the whole playoffs. But
that's crazy.
Caron Butler last night, guys.
Dude, he played.
He played. He didn't have much to show, but I think that that's okay. I think, like,
he seemed to just fit in.
He got here 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Will you tell me, like, two facts that get me really pumped up about Caron Butler?
He has a weird eye.
Okay. That's one. That's not one. That can't be one.
That's one, for sure.
That's one. His nickname is Tough Juice.
I know that, but, like about his, like, basketball playing.
He hasn't been good in like 3 years.
Oh, really? But, okay, well, great.
He's gonna be a good role player. He can hit corner threes,
okay.
And he still tries hard. He's not the best defender anymore, but he's still a big beefy nerd.
Okay.
So he can defend. I mean, he can still defend. Because he's a big dude.
Like, where we will use him, he'll be fine defensively.
Yeah, you could have just told me he can hit the corner threes. You didn't have to get me not excited, but then it got me. It was like a roller coaster. Like, I was like, oh, but then corner threes, like, oh.
I'll tell you. So he played for the Clippers before the Bucks. That was his last before the Bucks, right? He had a 38-point game with the Bucks this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
But for the Clippers, he played like 2 years there when they were in the playoffs. He had some good games in the playoffs.
He shot like 41% from the corner.
Yeah, he was good in the play. I think he's a guy, he's a veteran who's going to show up when you need him to show up.
Yeah, he's just another guy you can count on. He's a veteran leader.
Scott Brooks is going to love him.
A good voice in the locker room.
You can already tell Brooks loves him based on his comments about him.
He's a guy who just kind of solidifies our lineup.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm pouring one out. God, it's not basketball related, but I've been wrestling with this for a long time. Like, it's been months, and I've been really, like, thinking about this.
Hey, it's okay, man. You can tell us.
I'm a big comic book fan. You know that?
I know this.
You guys know that.
You big beefy nerd.
I'm a big beefy nerd when it comes to comic books. I'm into it. Guys, huge DC comic fan. Where I interned with them.
Mm.
I almost worked for them. Like, I'm a huge fan. editing every month, you change like your pull list of like what you're pulling of like comics. I'm not reading any DC comics. I'm pouring one out for DC comics. They're just going through, I don't know, they're going through a rough time, I feel like. It's not very good. And I just wasn't excited to read any, so I'm not reading any. I was trying to cut down, you know, sometimes I'm like, I'm reading too many comic books. I got to cut it down while I was there.
Batman is DC, right?
That's the only one that I was like going to be like, I'll stay Batman. But eventually I was like, cut Batman. That was the only one I was getting for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Cut it, because I just got tired of it.
Michael's been, my roommate's been reading them. He said they're really good.
I could talk to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not, and the other thing is like, right when I was like, I'm going to cut down, Marvel Comics, killing it.
Oh.
Killing it.
Wow.
And I, right when I cut like all the stuff, like for every one DC comic I cut, I added like two or three Marvel comics.
If you could say, so would you say that Marvel is like the Western Conference and DC is the Eastern Conference?
Right now, yes. But DC is moving to California. It's just, I don't know why. It's not a good thing. But I could talk more about it, but it's not a podcast, so I'll stop.
Thanks for listening to the Down to Dunk Podcast. Follow us at DC Podcasts. Our website is downtodunk.com. Bye.
Sorry we were only like a third basketball today, but hope you enjoyed it.